Welcome to a new deep dive curated specifically for you, the listener. Today, we are exploring, well, Toyota's 0W20 full synthetic oil. We're pulling from technical specs, independent oil analyses, and maintenance guides to really demystify what's actually inside the bottle and how it impacts your car.
Yeah, it's a topic with a lot of misconceptions, definitely.
Right. Okay, let's unpack this. Think of oil viscosity, like trying to drink a thick milkshake through a tiny coffee stirrer versus a wide straw. Engine oil needs to flow fast on cold starts, right?
Exactly. And what's fascinating here is that Toyota's massive shift to 0W20, which happened around 2007 to 2009, wasn't actually because the engines inherently needed thinner oil to survive.
Wait, really? I always assumed it was a hardware requirement.
No, not initially. It was a direct response to tightening EPA fuel economy standards. I mean, it's pretty simple. Less friction just equals better gas mileage.
Okay, so understanding the EPA connection naturally leads to this major consumer fear. Like, is this super thin oil actually sacrificing high temperature protection just to save, you know, a bit of gas?
I get why people think that, but for a stock engine, the answer is no. Toyota didn't just, you know, slap a synthetic label on an old spec.
Right.
They engineered the entire system around 0W20. So the bearing tolerances, the clearances, and especially the oil pump pressures are all specifically designed for it.
Here's where it gets really interesting to me, though. If the engine is strictly built for this, am I trapped paying premium dealer markups for Toyota-branded oil? I mean, I read it's actually blended by mobil.
It is blended by mobil, yeah. But surprisingly, genuine Toyota Motor Oil, or TGMO, is incredibly affordable. You're usually looking at, like, $6 to $8 a quart.
Oh, wow. That's actually cheaper than I expected.
It really is. And furthermore, independent testing shows TGMO contains significantly more molybdenum than standard off-the-shelf Mobil 1.
Molybden, that's the anti-friction additive, right?
Spot on. It basically acts like microscopic ball bearings. Under extreme pressure, it bonds to the metal and creates this sacrificial slick layer.
Okay, but if the oil is perfectly engineered and highly rated, why are Toyota forums filled with class action lawsuits and oil consumption complaints? So what does this all mean? Are people basically blaming the water for a leaky bucket?
That is the perfect analogy, yes. Certain engines, like the 2AR FE, have a well-documented mechanical flaw with their piston ring designs. It's not the 0W20 failing, it's the engine hardware itself.
So because the 0W20 flows so easily, it just slips right past those bad rings.
Precisely. Once out of warranty, some owners actually deliberately switch to a thicker 5W30 just to slow the burning. It doesn't fix the bucket, but it slows the leak.
Good to know. So for you listening, make sure any 0W20 you buy has the current API, SP, and ILS GF6A ratings that protects against engine deposits.
Definitely. And you also need to tailor your oil changes to your actual life. Like, 10,000 miles is fine if you're a highway commuter.
You should drop to 5,000 if you only take short city trips. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Short trips mean the oil never gets hot enough to bring off condensation and fuel buildup.
It's total sense. You know, looking ahead, newer Toyota hybrids are now transitioning to an even thinner 0W16 oil to squeeze out marginal efficiency gains. It really leaves you wondering, as emission standards continue to tighten, just how thin can motor oil get before the trade-off between maximum fuel economy and mechanical wear reaches its absolute limit?